space. And today I'm going to talk about the human body. And first, let's go on to the digestive system. So, first, it had a lot of matrices, and when it's gobbled up, and then it drops still slowly through the food pipe, and then goes into the stomach, and then when it digested into particles, which is easier to dissolve even more, and to get on to absorb by humans' bodies. Okay, so, and then it go to the small intestine, which is actually absorb all the nutrients. And inside there's so many blood vessels that actually absorb these nutrients. And then inside the bloodstream had the blood that carries the nutrients all over your body. Okay. So the next part is the large intestine, which is this like porridge left over, and they go into the large intestine, which is a billion of bacteria. And well, they had 2 kilos of pounds. And then for you, these bacteria eat these things, and they can just the universe and then get onto the vitamins and other things. Well, it's absorbed a lot of that water. So the last one, and the next one, and then poop. And then just get over back to your poop. This is the side of Sudan, and they turn into a poop. What I say is after the leftover things was a bit of squishy and but very dirty and smelly, and they can create carbon dioxide and deadly sulfur gas. Too strange, because inside of this, and they don't need it, and so they'll turn into the poop, and then just lay out, and then just, and resist, and then poop out, just like that. But whatever you can try into, really. And well, courageous, and it's really just gonna poop out. So today we learn about the digestive system, and so when we get the next time, I'm getting more and more righteous and friends. No worries, come back and let's see the next video, the brain and the blood. Bye.